Welcome to Spiritually Fit with Chris Forte, the ultimate mind-body-spirit workout to help you live a more purposeful life. Now, here's the host of Spiritually Fit on Empower Radio, Chris Forte.
Hello, humble warriors. Thank you for tuning in and listening to the Spiritually Fit Show, the ultimate body, mind, and spirit workout. Each week, the intent of our show is to discuss certain practices you can use to get or keep yourself in tip-top spiritual, physical, mental, and emotional shape. We call this practice spiritual fitness. Spiritual fitness is an enlightened daily practice which is intended to enable you to slow down, look within, handle the obstacles in your life with grace, and ultimately live a more purposeful life. These easy-to-apply seven daily practices can help anyone who is looking to transform their life. So those of you who are new to the show, we've been discussing certain practices of the spiritual fitness, which involved daily prayer, yoga, a meditation practice, nutrition, eating healthy foods, along with reading and writing exercises and mantras and affirmations. And so if you're new, maybe the last six or seven shows, we've really covered each of these individual practices. But essentially, what we're trying to do here is simplify spirituality. And so in today's show, we're going to, you know, talk about the benefits of living a spiritual fitness life and how to handle maybe obstacles in our life or certain circumstances. And I thought it'd be interesting to kind of talk about something that happened to me last week and how I guess maybe handled it from a few different standpoints. And you're gonna have to bear with me. I may kind of go back and forth in different tangents, but it's all these philosophies are under the spiritual fitness practice. So I was driving my daughter to school, I think this was last week, and the police were in front, and this is a middle schooler, eighth grader, and you know, I'm sure a lot of us are well aware of what happened in the shooting in Florida. And so I'm located here in Michigan, and in our school, and in my daughter's school, I guess someone hacked into the computer and said they were gonna shoot up the school. And the police were there in the morning, and the kids were terrified, and they sent everybody home, and really no one knew that, you know, a computer was hacked until mid-afternoon. And, you know, it's interesting. I was just very sad for a couple different reasons. One is that, you know, to see my daughter kind of go through something like that, but two, kind of what's obviously presently been going on. And third, you know, as I was growing up as a kid, you didn't have these type of things going on. And so, you know, one of the philosophies is, you know, spiritual fitness is to make decisions love over fear. And I kind of wanted to talk just a tiny bit. You know, I kind of personally stay away from, you know, politics and stuff like this. And so, you know, you hear stuff about the guns and what should be allowed and what shouldn't be allowed. But one of the things we're trying to do, each individual, is be the best human beings we can be, right? And to put a positive energy force out into the universe, into our daily lives. And so when it comes to guns, for example, one could be like anti-guns or you can be pro-peace. Does that make sense? So instead of letting maybe the negativity of other folks and promoting energy, negative energy, like towards guns being anti, you can shift that and just be more pro-peace or pro, you know, or more loving, or if that may make sense. And so to talk about this further, this actually issue, I have three daughters. I talked to my oldest daughter about this issue and stuff they're kind of going on in school and what have you. And they're talking about beefing up security and stuff like this. And again, that's, you know, promoting, I guess, more of the anti-guns and fear, and not approaching love over fear, but fear over love. And she said something to the effect that, you know, nobody's getting anything done, or, you know, not seeing any progress. And, you know, that's when one asks, may ask themselves is, well, what can I do? You know, and we all may think this may be much bigger than us, and, well, there's nothing really we can do about it or what have you. And, you know, you are the ripple effect in this world. And again, this comes into that we each can move mountains, and it's how we decide to go about doing that. And that's where love over fear comes in. And how can we be more loving? How can I, how can you be a more loving individual, let's say, on this topic that we're talking about today? I guess maybe just impacts all of us in some sort of form. And, you know, so here's all these, let's say, all different types of solutions, beefing up security and, you know, obviously making it tough for people to get guns, which that should be being done, don't get me wrong. And I'm sure this is being done, but you don't hear much about it. Is what is the solution? What are the studies being done of actually the people doing this? You know, of actually carrying out these tragic events of who are these type of people, you know? And I kind of look at it, it's not like young women are going out there and finding guns and doing this to schools. It's young men. And so one of the questions is, because I guess one of the reasons is why, you know, obviously that's the number one. Well, why would someone do this? But being a man and being part of a bigger tribe, I'm saddened by this. And I would think there's a sense of these men who are getting to this place of carrying out this event, that they must be so lonely in the world, not wanting to be here anymore. And I believe a lot of men are feeling that way in today's day and age, because they're lost. There's no roadmap. There's not enough mentors in the world. And so how can I help? As I'm here today, how can I help certain men, all men that either want to help or contribute to making this a more peaceful and loving world? And I think it starts with understanding that love over fear concept. And every decision that we make, are you making it over love, or are you making it over fear? And can you make certain decisions in a loving manner over fear-based manner? And part of this, and that's why I kind of, I'm bouncing all over the place, but it's all in this subject, is these are all, I guess, ingrained in through the spiritual fitness and the humble warrior lifestyle. And under the principles in the book, The Humble Warrior, is to be that positive light, to create that positive energy, to be that shift in the world, and know that you can, yes, you can be that ripple effect. And it does start with you and me. There's only one thing that we each can control, and that is how we respond. And so with this gun issue we're facing, I'm going to ask there's something that there's something very powerful we can do, and we're going to do it together. We are going to do a prayer meditation, and I would just say, you know, as I kind of do this prayer out loud, you do your kind of, you could put your own prayer and meditation, because we'll all be quiet. And let's pray together for a more loving world, a more peaceful world. And that's going to be our first prayer meditation. So Nate's going to give us a countdown. I'm going to actually give the physical countdown. Nate's going to be our timer here. But in your own way, for a minute, pray for a more loving world. And during that prayer, what can you do to make it a more loving world today? Ready, Nate? 3, 2, 1. Thank you, and welcome back. Together, we've done a little part of making a more loving world, praying for a more loving world. One of the top spiritual fitness practices we can be of being prayer and thankful and grateful. So I thank you. We're gonna shift the gear here a second, and we're gonna be back here in just 1 minute. But right now, we'd love to hear from our lovely sponsor.
Learn why people fail to stay healthy. For example, diabetes and hypertension are symptoms, not diseases. They stem from three main reasons: inability to detox effectively, poor digestion, and long-term inflammation. Dr. Nisha Chellam can help you learn how and why these affect you and how to address each one systematically so you can truly discover the cause of the symptoms or disease and how to really resolve them if possible rather than simply manage them. Dr. Chellam believes you are your best doctor. Learn more about the functional medical way from a traditional MD who knows the science of the disease and understands the art of healing. Connect with Dr. Chellam at holisticicon.com. Consultations with Dr. Chellam are available regardless of where you live. Let Dr. Chellam help you resolve your health issues rather than simply manage them. Visit Dr. Chellam online now at holisticicon.com. That's holisticicon.com. Now, back to Spiritually Fit with Chris Forte on Empower Radio.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you for making this a more loving world through your prayers. And let's continue down the path of praying for those that need us. So I got an email, I guess, from one of the schools that one of my kids attends, and I guess, and forgive me, I don't watch the news or partake in that, but I guess there is a national walkout planned on March 14th. I believe it's March 14th at 10 a.m., and it's been orchestrated by students across the country, and I guess the process is they're all going to walk out. And I guess the program is to be out there for 17 minutes. Remembrance, obviously, of the victims of the 17 people that were killed in the Florida school. So our next prayer that we can pray is, let's pray that everything goes smooth on March 14th for everyone that's involved, students, teachers, everyone, parents. And in that, in our own prayers, let's also pray for, obviously, all the victims, not just in Florida, but everybody that's kind of been victims through these types of events. And again, maybe just give our just prayers and loving thoughts to the families and the victims. And to all those who are trying to make a difference and will make a difference on March 14th, that we're with them and that we're going to make a difference right now in our prayers. So again, a minute meditation, praying for everyone that will be involved in March 14th, praying for everybody that was involved or all the victims in Florida and all the families and everyone that's affected, but also all the schools throughout the past have been affected, all the families. This obviously has affected thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of folks. So here we go. Nate, 3, 2, 1. Thank you and welcome back. You know, there aren't probably enough hours in a day or in a year and a lifetime to pray for all those that, you know, have been affected, you know, right on as far as the victims in Florida and all the kids that have been lost to these tragedies. And, you know, their life, as very short as it may be, has served a tremendous purpose. And in their own way, they're still working here with us. Next prayer. This one's going to be a little tough, guys. Okay? This one's going to be a tough one. It's going to be a tough one. We need to pray for the person who did this horrible event, even though they're gone, but their family, the ones that are associated with them. And for anybody else that's hurting, to even think that they can do such an event, that let's pray for these folks, that they understand that they are not alone. They may be lonely, but they are not alone. And that the grace of God can come in, or they can get a touch of the beauty of God to not even think or do such a thing again. And let's pray together for the family that this man did this in Florida. And let's pray for all the men that are out there that are troubled and lonely, that they don't even think about doing something like this. Okay? Nate, you ready? Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Welcome back, and thank you. And I know that was probably a tough one. And thank you. We're doing a lot of praying on this show. But that's, you know, again, I'm going to come back to is that's the number, you know, the first thing we list on the spiritual fitness practice is, you know, I have a daily repetition or prayer or beads or some sort of routine, but also know that the beauty of prayer, you can tap into any time to deal with something like this, you know, something that you may say is way bigger than yourself. And you're like, well, how can I help? Well, you just did tremendous help today. And it can, again, is for you to be more creative than even I in your prayers and thoughts. And just take a moment and just pray. And I think, and at the end of the day, I think what's going on here in our world and is, you know, we live in a world right now where, you know, God is not the priority in our relationship or the universe or whatever, I guess, resonates with you in this world. You know, this is a spiritual fitness show, spirituality. It's not a religious one, but there has to become a priority relationship, a relationship that is that you're committed to, that's bigger than you, but that's also within you. And if it's God or universe, we need to strengthen that. And then we need, in our own way, to share our light in the world. And that is how we become difference makers. One may say light workers or difference makers, world changers, so to speak. And we can make this a more loving and peaceful world. And, you know, I've talked about this in other shows, and the reality is we are all connected. We are all one. So all the lives that have been taken a little too early, or all the ones that are going to cross over 100 this year, we are all one, living heartbeat. And to know that, and to go out there, and the greatest work you can do is working on yourself. That's the greatest work we can do. And if we work on to be our best self, we become that loving light in the world. We make it a more loving and peaceful world. So that's what we're going to end on, is now we're just going to pray for ourselves. Pray for ourselves to be our best self, our most loving self, and be that change in the world that we want to see. And that's going to be our last prayer of the day, and then we'll wrap up the show. Nate, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Thank you and welcome back. And I just want to thank you personally for taking the time to do these prayers and be that loving light warrior in the world. More about the spiritual fitness lifestyle can be found in my book, The Humble Warrior, which can be found on my website, chrisforte.com or Amazon. You can also listen to any episodes of Spiritually Fit on my Instagram page, Chris Forte, Humble Warrior. If you want to connect with me, please send me an email to chris@chrisforte.com. Would love to help you any way I can on your spiritual journey. Have a wonderful week, everyone. Live brave. Keep praying.